Joining us this morning once again is Dr. Wes Crenshaw, the family psychologist from Lawrence, who writes for the Lawrence Journal World. He's the author of Dear Dr. Wes, Real Life Advice for Parents of Teens. And also with us today are Taylor, Jordan, and Katie, who are a trio of very real 19 to 22-year-olds here to talk about their own experiences. How many of the three of you actually know someone who has gotten pregnant in high school or even college?
Several.
Several.
Yeah.
You're all nodding your heads. Again, there's dozens, legions of parents fainting as you're saying that. But you've known some,
yeah.
Taylor.
Yeah. Yes. I actually have friends that have gotten pregnant in high school and some at the beginning of college, too.
And this is one of the great, best kept secrets of life in high school that people just don't want to acknowledge? Is that fair to say?
I'd say more that the parents don't want to acknowledge it. And I think the worst thing that a parent could do is turn your head away from that and just think that, oh, this is my baby. This isn't happening.
There is the group of abstainers. It's a small group. There is the group of actives, and there's the group of wannabes. And your kid is either likely, probability-wise, to be in the actives or the wannabes. And if you don't acknowledge that, you end up, just like Taylor was saying, wanting to believe that statistic applies to someone else.
I was taught abstinence, which I don't find to be realistic. So when I did have sex, I didn't feel like that was something I wanted to tell my parents. I felt like it would be a disappointment to them. So instead, I didn't tell them, and my sister ended up ratting me out. My mom came to me and said, "This is a huge deal. I can't imagine that you didn't have anyone, that you couldn't turn to me as your mom to talk to me about it. Now we need to take the steps to get you on birth control and make smart decisions now that you're sexually active." But so I think
your mom,
as long as you have open communication with your child, they need to feel like they can come to you and get advice from you about sex and about condoms and birth control and taking preventative measures to stay away from STDs.
I bet you every one of these young women knows somebody with herpes.
Do you?
Yeah.
All?
Yeah. I know of a couple, yeah.
But this idea that Dr. Wes is throwing out here, Taylor, this idea that young folks feel invulnerable, it won't happen to them, they won't get an STD, they won't get pregnant, you're buying it.
Yes, because you think that you know your friends, you know the people around you, and you can't imagine the people around you to have an STD. And you think that you know everybody, so then you're more open to go and do things with them. And turns out, surprise, you have it too.
Let's go to Lindsay from St. Joe. Lindsay, welcome.
My mom was 19 when she had me, so she was very aware that girls had sex during high school. So she started to tell me about sex at about age 8. She was very honest, and I actually, even though she always said, "Come to me, we'll get you on the pill, it'll be great, I know everybody has sex," I ended up waiting till I was married. I got married at 19, and I think that because she was so honest with me, I knew what to expect, and I really am thankful, especially after hearing your guest story about her mom chasing her all around town. I'm really thankful for my mom being so super open and so honest that I was not even I didn't even want to go there.
So for Lindsay, for you, the key was how open your mom was. That's the advice you would offer other parents who are listening here and sort of wondering how to deal with all this.
Well, and she wasn't just open and honest about the mechanics of sex, because that you can find in a book or on the internet. She was honest about how emotionally you feel after having sex, and if you're not certain that you're going to be with this person, that it takes something from you. And I think that that is lacking in so many of the talks. They tell you you're going to get AIDS, you're going to get pregnant, yada, yada. They don't care about that. They do care about, teenagers care about how they're going to feel later.
Now, Lindsay, that is a great point. I'm really glad you called. That's, Wes, what do you think?
It's awesome. I have two things to say about that. When we talk about sex with kids and treat it as awkward and perverse, we drive them towards the awkward and perverse aspects of sex. When we talk to them like it's a natural positive thing, we drive them in that direction. And Lindsay's a good example of that. The best advice I can give anybody about how to suggest your child have sex for the first time, suggest to them that when they choose to do so, that it be in a way that they will want to tell their son or daughter about.